Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here. Welcome back. I am coming to you fresh off the plane from New York at the makeup show all this weekend. And boy, oh boy, was it a fucking treat. I don't even know where to start. And I don't even think I can start at the beginning of this episode. But I'm going to be doing some lives and things like that to talk all about it. It was an amazing, amazing weekend. I got to meet some of my most favorite people that I've been talking to for the past 2 years and even just now meeting, finally meeting them in person. I got to talk with some of the most incredible people in the industry, both educators and brand owners and makeup artists. Guys, I have like literally 20 interviews with the people that I met at the makeup show this weekend. And of them were just, they were all really, really amazing. It was such an incredible weekend. I thank you all so much. Those of you who I did get to meet, you biddies in person finally. I'm so sorry if I didn't get to meet you in person. It was a very crazy weekend and I hope that if I did not get to see you that we will meet soon enough. I will definitely be back at the makeup show 1,000%. And if you got one of those coveted stickers that I was handing out at the show, cherish that shit because you only get it if you meet me in person. But if you did not get to see me in person and you were at the show, please send me a DM so we can do a little chit chat to make up for lost time. I love you all. This literally wouldn't have been possible if it weren't for you all supporting this podcast, supporting me as a makeup artist, reposting things. All the things that I said last week's episode all ring true now. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to these episodes. And I'm definitely going to be posting some stuff on Instagram as well. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. So many exciting things going on. As you know, the merch launch just happened last week at lipstickbitties.com. You can now buy all the fabulous merch that I've been showing off to you guys. We got clothing, we got apparel, and now we even have a pre-sale for the special amazing project that I've been working on and keeping secret from you guys, the Lipstick Bitties Would You Rather card deck game. And this is basically a deck of 35 cards from all of the past Lipstick Bitties episodes, the Would You Rathers that I've asked my guests on the past episodes and have posted on the Instagram. If you guys know, I put them on my polls. I play it every single episode. It's one of my favorite games. I love card games. I love drinking games. So this just makes it so fun for me to like have something like tangible that I can share with you guys. And you guys can bring a little bit of the Lipstick Bitties podcast to your friend group and bring it home with you. It's a great icebreaker also for your educational seminars, you know, and with your team building events. I really put a lot of hard work in it and designed them along with a local artist. And I dropped them for pre-sale, so you can actually buy those right now. And they will be going out in January, and there is a limited quantity available. So make sure to go on lipstickbitties.com right now and make sure that you secure one, because once they are sold out, we will be taking some time before they get restocked. So super exciting things. And I had them in person with me at the makeup show, and some of you were able to actually see them in person, got such great feedback on them. And yeah, I just, like I said, I can't wait for you guys to bring a piece of the Lipstick Bitties podcast into your home whenever you'd like to and play with your friends. They're all funny as fuck because you guys know I'm funny as fuck. So I'm really excited about that. As always, I will mention, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to tag me and our guest at Lipstick Bitties on Instagram. Take a screenshot and tag us. Tell us what you love, what you learned, and I will repost that. Make sure to check out our Facebook group, which is now open to everybody, and join up with that. Everything is in the show notes as always. And also, if you'd like to support this podcast, like I mentioned, the merch, but also we have our Patreon community, which is a tight-knit little group of biddies that is growing, and you could sign up for less than the price of a lipstick to enjoy special merch perks, special bonus episodes, and so much more. There are 4 different tiers, so please pick whichever one feels right to you. They all have different perks available at every tier, and yeah, it's fucking cool, and I get to know my patrons a little bit more intimately. I'm really excited about November's first patron-only bonus episode, which will be coming out at the end of the month, and it is all going to be about short-form video content like Reels and TikToks and my strategies and tools that I use to increase your chances of going viral and increase visibility to your Reels, your TikToks, and ultimately your page, and grow your page quickly and easily. There are strategies that I use that have gained me millions of views on these Reels and really grown this page quite quickly in the past, I would say a couple months. It's really taken off. And I want to share that with you. And it is a bonus episode only available to the patrons. So make sure to not miss out on that. And let's get into who our guest is today. So my guest today is the incredible, amazing, beautiful Ashley Nelson. You may know her as Restroom Rituals, which is her Instagram handle. She is a wonderful person. She's fucking hilarious. We could talk for hours. We just had a good fucking time. We had such a good time that we had to split this into 2 episodes. And next week will be our season finale. And both episodes will be with Ashley as my guest. So she is, if you've never been introduced to Ashley before, she is a beauty enthusiast, and she had me fucking rolling this whole episode. We talked about authenticity, how important it is to be authentic when you're creating content on social media, and that's kind of led her to find a really genuine audience, and really she enjoys doing what she's doing on her page. We even talk about things like reality TV. We talk about she just eloped and online dating. We talk about some of her tips as far as building some structure into your feed to have more ideas for your content as you're building a posting schedule. She also says what inspires her and how she's learned how to do makeup and who in the beauty community has kind of shown her the way. She is an amazing person, guys. She's so fucking funny. She's so friendly. She's so genuine, seriously genuine. And I'm so excited that you guys get to listen to this episode with her. Make sure to connect with her. Like I mentioned, her Instagram is at Restroom Rituals, and give her a howdy hey for me and enjoy the episode. We will be back with you next week, and keep tuned into the Instagram feed for more. Talk to you later. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here, the HBIC head bitty in charge, which, by the way, I have to shout out Tiana because I thought I came up with this myself, but clearly she was in my ear, and then I finally came up with this, and I was like, oh, HBIC, but no, it's Tiana. Hey, thank you. Thank you for putting that idea in my head. Anyways, so I'm really excited for today's episode. It's been a long time coming. I'm here with my guest, Ashley Nelson, aka Restroom Rituals. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I am great. I am so happy to finally be here. It feels like I'm like on, I feel like I'm on Oprah a little bit.
I am like the Oprah of the makeup artistry world.
Yeah, kind of. Like all my friends have been on here and I'm like, when am I going to go on Oprah?
It was a long time coming.
It was, but I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you. First of all, if you're listening on the podcast, to give you an idea of what the visual is, this is our Halloween episode. And I asked Ashley if she wanted to do some Halloween makeup. And Ashley said yes. So I made sure to have my full Halloween garb on. And then I get on the call and
Ashley. I did her dirty. I did her dirty. Couldn't didn't get it together.
Ashley, but it's so funny. You're going to have to watch on YouTube because we're going to put this up on YouTube. Because, like, I was saying before we started recording, I feel like Lindsay Lohan when she shows up to the party and she's like, like, I thought we were supposed to be scary. I'm, like, wearing, like a semi-scary, like, I like to ride the line between, like, scary and sexy. So, like, it's, like, you find me hot, but it's uncomfortable that you find me hot.
Like, yeah, you have to go ask yourself some questions later about, like, why you felt things about it.
Exactly, exactly. So, I am in this, like, gray wig, but Ashley is looking, you're looking beautiful, as always.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, this is actually a Halloween costume. This is called, like, cleaning the house and then filming a little bit during the day. It's very inspired.
So we're filming on a Saturday. What do you typically do on a Saturday? You said you were filming earlier, right?
I normally Saturdays are my day to film. And I've learned about myself that I need a full 3 hours of runway to start, like to get myself into the mood. So I need to romance myself for a good 3 hours before I start filming. Like I need to like make sure I've ate. I need to make sure the bathroom is clean. The hair is like feeling right. Like that everything feels good. And then I can go. And then normally I film for like a good 5-6 hours.
Wow. So like Ashley, I'm definitely going to like ask you about your filming process and everything. Before we get into it, I know a lot of people who are listening probably know who you are, but for those of you that are, for the people that are listening and getting to know you for the very first time, can you tell listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I have no business being on Instagram. I am not a professional beauty anything like my friend Rachel is. I am a beauty enthusiast and we hang out in my bathroom and we sing some songs, we do some dances and we put makeup on, we do skincare, we take care of our hair. We just take care of ourselves and enjoy the moment.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, you're a beauty enthusiast, but you know a lot about makeup. Like I feel like, I don't know, before I started doing makeup professionally, I did not know this much about makeup as like now people do that call themselves beauty enthusiasts. I'm like, where did you learn how to do makeup? Or is it just like stuff you've played with?
It's just stuff I played with. But I think when you could get good at anything if you practice enough. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not, I think when you care and it's something that you genuinely enjoy, it doesn't ever feel like work, you know? And mm-hmm. So I just feel like I've been high key obsessed most of my life. I mean, there's always YouTube. I mean, I honest to God, I kind of miss the YouTube. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel like I missed the YouTube train. Like I didn't start watching YouTube videos until like maybe 7 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay.
Like it wasn't a part of my growing up, like a lot of people were. I got a lot of books, like makeup books, which sounds so lame, but
that's how I started too.
Really?
I was self-taught before I went to makeup school. So like I had my parents have the Kevin Aucoin, the
faces
and Face Forward. So they had it. And I used to like go and like read, like go and do like the face charts on myself and play with the makeup. And then I'd go into the MAC counter and have them do my makeup and then use my mom's credit card and like buy the shit.
Same.
Yeah. That's kind of how but I also, like you were saying, you didn't get on the YouTube train. That was a huge part of how I kind of learned enough to be able to work right off the bat.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, you can find anything on YouTube now. It's like you go to school on YouTube practically.
Right. It's crazy too, because when I became a makeup artist, like I never thought I would be a makeup artist because doing makeup on yourself is so different than doing it on other people. It's like completely different. So it was like half of it was like me being scared of like doing makeup on other people because I felt like I would be bad at it. Cause I was like, I know I can do makeup on myself. Yes. Thank you for the compliments. But like doing it on someone else is like completely different. Have you ever done makeup on anyone else but yourself?
I did. I used to be the kid in middle school and high school with a line outside their door for every dance. I did hair. I did makeup. I did whatever you want. I mean, I used to cut my friend's hair.
Oh shit.
Oh shit is right. It was not. Definitely like maybe like a higher end version of a bowl cut maybe, but I have done makeup for my sister's wedding and for one of my best friend's weddings. But I've been doing, like, my friend's wedding, who I did her makeup for, I've been doing her makeup since we were 14.
Yeah.
So I feel like her face is kind of my face. So I know her face really well. I've never done makeup on a stranger. That's like maybe the difference, because I feel everyone's like, oh, could you do my makeup? I'm like, probably not. Actually, probably not, because I know my face super well, but I don't know yours. And I would need a good, like, I feel like it would take me 4 hours to do it on someone else.
It is difficult, especially because I'm spoiled, because I have like huge eyes and like decent sized lips and like an oval face. So
you've got
like,
face for makeup for sure.
Thank you. Like, you do too, though. You have like so many different like features that you could always play up. And I love watching you. So let's get into restroom rituals.
Sure. So
let's talk about, first of all, where did the name restroom rituals even like come up? Because I understand it's like the vibe doing makeup in your bathroom, but like, yeah. Can you tell me about that? Like, when did you come up with the idea, like, for the page and everything?
Actually, it came up about 2 years before I ever started it. And because it was something I wanted to do for years and years, and all my friends kept saying, you should start it. So just like we all ask you what we should buy, what your favorite, et cetera, is. Like, just put it out for the people, you know? And I wanted it to be something about a bathroom. All of my magical moments happen in my bathroom. Like all of my favorite one-on-one time with myself. I think your bathroom is kind of like, it's the one place that no one's going to interrupt you. Like if you close the door, no one's going to accidentally come. I mean, they might accidentally come in, but
except for your cats.
Yeah. Except for my cats, which they can come in when they want. But it's just like a private space for you to just be. So it was originally, the first brainstorm was the bathroom shaman, which didn't, didn't land.
No.
Cause I also love like burning stuff in my bathroom and like cleansing it and making sure the vibes are right. So yeah. That's where like shaman came from, but I was like, yeah, that's just too strange. And I'm not really that person. So then it turned into restroom rituals, and now it's a tongue twister. It's the only thing I kind of regret is that it's two R's back to back. But it's all the rituals you do in your bathroom, all mm-hmm. just one-on-one time with you and yourself, you know, whether that's like your skincare, your makeup, your hair, an exfoliant, like shaving your face and whatever other odd bits you might want to shave, you know, just like all the private things you do in there. And so I want to talk about it.
When you started the page, I know you start, because so Ashley, you and I met through the Danessa Myricks Angels program. That's how I was introduced to your page. And I remember when that happened, like you were super fresh on the scene. Like I feel like your
right page away
started, and now you're like over 11,000 followers. And that was what, like a year and a half, 2 years?
A little. I started it. Oh God, I should know this off the top of my head. April 20. It was either the 21st or the 28th. I can't remember.
Of 2020, right?
Of 2020.
Yeah.
And so it's been a year and a half, basically. Yeah.
So when you started it, like you started it like because of the pandemic, right? Because like I'm assuming you were laid off.
Well,
like,
I lost my job. And at the beginning in March of 2020, just like majority of the country did. And I had cleaned every inch of the house. I had organized every drawer. I had made all the banana bread there was going to be made. And I was so bored. So I said, like, let's just start filming myself and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So what were you doing? Like, what industry were you working in before this?
I currently still do, but I work in the fashion industry. So, and in the manufacturing part of it. So I do product development and production and all that fun stuff, the very unglamorous side of fashion. So the company I was working with was a startup, and they just shut down the beginning of the year. We all lost our jobs. The whole company closed. So yeah. And it was the perfect time because I had nothing but time on my hands.
Yeah.
And the industry was so weird. And jobs weren't coming out. I didn't know when I was going to get another job. So I just was like, I can't sit in my room and be depressed. So I have to do something with my time to enjoy. And it's not like you could go hang out with people. Mm-hmm. Like it was the time. It's like, I always thought if I ever got laid off or something like that, I would just kind of hang out, ball out for like a month, you know, and then get my life together again. And I didn't even get to do that because no one could leave their house at the time.
Yeah.
So it was just me and now my husband and two cats and my camera on my phone.
Congratulations, by the way. I know you just
Oh, thank you.
eloped. So cool.
Thank
Were
you.
you always planning on eloping, or you had a
No,
wedding,
bam.
right?
We
So, how quickly was the elopement planned?
It was planned about a month before it happened. We had planned to get married in December of 2020, which that obviously didn't work out. And then we were planning to get married in December of this year. And Mike has got family in India. He's got family in all over the country, like it all over the world. And it didn't feel right to have a big wedding and ask people to fly in. And when we would have had to commit to it financially, it still felt that the world was still in flux and we didn't know what December of this year was going to look like. And we just didn't feel like taking a gamble. So thankfully, we were very lucky, unlike many people who are in this situation. We got all our money back, almost all of our money back
That's
from
awesome.
all of our deposits. So that was like, I was like, okay, let's just do it. Just screw it. Let's just cancel the whole thing. And then we'll have like a big wedding later in life. And then about a month before we actually eloped, Mike was like, I really just want to get married on the 21st of September so we could have the song. And I was like, let's do it. Let's just do it. Why not? Like, what do we have to lose? So we got in a car, rented a massive Airbnb, which was over the top, which was amazing because I felt like this is going to be the cheapest wedding we ever did anyway. So we might as well just blow a little bit of cash on a like over the top, outrageous, ridiculous Airbnb. So we went to Palm Springs, had a few of our friends come with us, and then had a Zoom wedding. My dad married us on Zoom, and it was lovely. It
Where does your
honestly was
dad live?
lovely. He's in they're in the Pacific Northwest. They're in Washington and Seattle.
Is
So
that where you're originally from?
yeah. So almost all my family's still there, but yeah, it was great. It was great. It was just what it needed to be. And we'll have a big wedding down the road. We'll probably have it be like an anniversary party or, something like that. But no, there's no pressure.
Well, you have a horde of makeup artists to choose from
Oh
now.
my God. Don't even get me started. I dream about it. I told Mike, I'm like, you know what? Maybe the reason was is because I needed to like wait till I could get sponsored.
That
To have,
too.
you know what I mean? Like maybe there'll be some champagne company that will want to give us a few free bottles or,
Absolutely.
and all the hair like artists and the makeup artists and everything. I'm like, now I feel like who knows? Who knows what'll happen in a couple of years when we do it?
Yeah, who knows? But speak it out. Like, that's what we always do on this podcast is like we speak shit out.
Speak it into existence for sure.
Seriously, I feel like this past year for me at least has been like that. And I'm like, but I've also been speaking other stuff and I'm like, this is annoying. Like, this is annoying. Like, why? Like, the universe has selective hearing is what it is. And it's just like, come on now.
I think it's energy. I think it's whatever you end up putting. My friend said to me, you've got to stop worrying because you're creating the worry because it's how much energy I'm putting on it. So I've been trying very hard recently to like keep my energy in check of what I'm spending time on mentally and like the thoughts that are going through my head, subconsciously even.
Well, worrying is like there's two things. Worrying is be like feeling like you can't control, so like you're worrying about something in the future, right?
Amen.
And that's where your anxiety comes from. And it's either something you can control, which if in which case, then do what you need to do to control it. And most of the things are out of our control. So worrying about it literally is not going to change anything about the situation. And
So true.
so what I've been doing for myself, at least lately, is like every time I start worrying, I'm like, I cannot control this situation. I can't do anything about it. And it actually has calmed me down. Like the more you say that shit to yourself, it's like
That's
finally
so
this
true.
will soak in a little bit.
I know. I constantly am having to remind myself that. It's so funny because like I know that now I dig we're going off on a tangent, but my anxiety and my worries come from like natural disasters or big things that I can't control. Like the weather. Don't get me started on the anxiety that the weather gives me. Like I live in California, earthquakes, things like
I'm sure the
natural
pandemic was like
causes. Oh
your
my
worst
God.
fear
Don't even
came
get me.
true.
Oh my God. It was literally, I didn't even know how bad I was until the pandemic happened. And Mike, my husband, is completely the opposite. He does not stress at all about that kind of stuff because he's like, I actually can't control it. His anxiety comes from like people like circumstances that are like day to day. And that stuff doesn't faze me whatsoever. It's just so funny where you're what gets you, and where you want to hold on to that worry.
For sure. Well, that's going to be like one thing that we're all working on now that we're coming out of this
Amen.
shit.
Amen.
So let's go back. So, first of all, and I've said this before, I've shouted you out on this podcast before, I've talked about you. Like the core of your page, in my opinion, like the reason why people like connect with you is because you're like authentically you. Like you, I'm like, this girl's like very real. You're like getting on there. Not only do you do like get ready with me's, but like you'll take little videos of yourself just like on the couch and like dressed down. And I feel like that's what a lot of people are lacking is that authenticity with their like curated stuff. And I feel like that's probably lends to why you've grown so fast and found like your people. Like, where do you come up with the ideas for like it for like your get ready with me's and stuff like that? Like, can you give me like a little like peek into your like creative process with this, or does it just come to
I
you?
wish there was one. I wish there was something I could tell you. There is no creative process. It is literally the only creative process there is, am I enjoying this? Because if I'm not enjoying this, it comes across and I can tell when other people aren't enjoying what they're doing. And if it feels forced, it just isn't nearly, people want to vibe off of something, you know? So if you are a vibe, people can vibe off of you, no problem. But if you're struggling with your own vibing off your own self, you know what I mean? And sometimes I think I get a little bit too, I can have too much fun by myself, like a little. I can enjoy it a little too much, especially coming out of the pandemic. So it's been wonderful to have people on the other side to enjoy it with me and to get weird with me. And I think I was watching like old stuff I recorded and I can see my confidence change. And because I haven't changed, it's just my comfort level with myself and other people. And I think once I got congratulated for that, for being myself, it just felt, it's like all of a sudden I didn't give a shit anymore, you know? And I didn't really anyway to start with, but it all of my kind of fears of like, is this weird or is this oversharing? It's might be, it might absolutely be, but there's someone out there that's gonna, it's gonna resonate with, or they're gonna enjoy it, or they're gonna feel the same way. And there's been so many things, odd things I've said that I never thought, I thought were too like, I'm like, this is now you're just like off on another tangent. This isn't even about like beauty. This isn't about makeup. This is just about like bugs or something. Like when I found a bug in my house, and so many people wrote me and were like, I have the same fear. I have the same issue. And I just, it's, you just never know. You just never know. And I think the more authentic you can be, the quicker you will find your people because you're actually giving somebody something to latch onto and to vibe with, you know?
Right. And that's something that I also talk about and I feel like I've been experiencing lately because like we have like 1.5 million views on one of my reels. And like other ones have like 500,000 views. It's fucking crazy. And I know I'm like I know my shit is dope. I know my shit is so fucking funny. I was like it's just waiting for the right people.
Person, yeah.
And you have to keep putting you can't get discouraged because like don't look at other people's timeline. A lot of it is like honestly luck. Like it's like luck as to who sees it and who reposts it. And like now I know people are starting to trickle in. And I was like, I used to get people that were like related to other accounts and we'd have a lot of mutuals. These are people that are just finding me now
Organically,
randomly
yeah.
and are like, oh, I like her. So I feel like this past week has been that, and but it's sometimes discouraging because you play the comparison game. When you were, I guess it's probably a little bit different for me because like I'm coming from it like in a place where like I want to monetize it right away. I know you have like your, 9 to 5 job. Was the intention of doing restroom rituals to like grow it into something that you can do full time, or is it just kind of like morphed? Because I could see you be, I feel like you need to be doing it full time.
It's a great question. I personally struggle with this on the daily because I think it's so, for me, I am very sensitive. This is very personal too. So whoever's listening to this, like take like, you know, we're all friends here.
Yeah, we
I'm
get both.
very sensitive to whose money I take because I think when you are a business, you have to be really clear about whose money you're taking. And I don't want to take from my followers. And if that makes sense. So there's something about it that's, and I also don't want to be a monkey in a cage and be paid by brands necessarily. So I struggle with how to monetize it with keeping my integrity and still offering value in people's lives and to their day. And I don't ever, I'm so paranoid of coming, of ever looking like losing my integrity. That is like my greatest fear is to, even I know I won't, but to have someone perceive it as such is, I just never want that to ever be in question. And I never want anyone to ever question where I'm coming from and why I'm doing this, which is to have fun, make people feel really good about themselves. And if they don't feel comfortable being weird on their own, like, let me do it with you. And I want that to always happen. So I've thought, I've definitely thought about it, and in more ways than one. I just don't, I don't know yet. And for right now, I'm kind of just trusting the universe on this one to just see what happens. Cause I did do it full time for a year and I didn't make, I mean, I made money off of affiliate links, which is totally great. Like more than happy to take that 10% off of that $7.
We'll put our Amazon stores in the show notes.
Yeah. But it might, I'll make like 2 pennies off of like one cotton round that you buy, but like appreciated. But I don't know. Who knows where this is going to go, but I'm happy to keep my day job, which I also enjoy, to relieve the pressure off it for right now until I can really figure that part out.
Do you think, because this happens to a lot of people, do you think that like, if you were to be like monetizing the page or doing it full time as an influencer, that it would take like some of the fun out of it for you?
Yeah. And that's what I'm so protective of, is because this started as an outlet for things I already do.
Right.
And it's everything I do on Restroom Rituals is what I do anyways, regardless of anyone's watching. And I don't want it to ever not be that. And I used to get offended by the word, by when someone would say influencer, I used to feel like a type of way about it, that like, I'm not. I'm your friend. Like I'm not an influencer, and it's not a negative. I don't know why I care that much. And now I don't mind, but I just don't want it to ever not be what it is right now. And maybe I'll have to get over that someday, and maybe I won't. Who knows?
We'll see where things land. Right.
Yeah. But maybe I'll be hosting a talk show someday.
yeah, for sure.
Who knows?
But like, yeah, that's, I mean, I feel like that's like a struggle for a lot. And even just with like, if you were to pursue, you know, people to pursue makeup like full time, like sometimes it takes, and I get burnt out creatively too. So like it gets, you're like, I have to take this climb because I want to get paid, but like, I don't feel like doing makeup today. And like, that's the whole point, is like to be doing something that you love every single day. And I'm, this podcast and Lipstick Bitties is going to be my full-time job one day. I know it.
Yeah, girl.
Like it will be. And it's going to be like fully sustainable, monetized, and I'll be able to like live off of it and then do makeup when I want to. One of the things that, and this is what I mean, like, because you share so many different aspects of your life, I feel like that's why people like really resonate with you, because we're not like just makeup artists or influencers. Like you showed this stuff about like, you volunteer at the cat shelter. And I foster cats. So like right away, I'm
I know you do. I know. That's like, we have a big love of animals.
But it's like, you know, just that one piece of information tells me a lot about who a person is, if they're volunteering in animal shelters and stuff like that. Like, so I feel like this is something that like, I always say to people is like, try to integrate more of like your day-to-day, more of like your likes, dislikes. If this is the route you want to go in, like, I feel like for makeup artists, if you're just, you know, not concerned with your social media, then maybe not as much. But like, even still, people like, it's so interesting. It's such a weird time for social media right now, and like influencer culture, and then like Instagram versus TikTok, and like all these different moving parts. We're like in a really like gray area. But that's why it's so important to like really push for like what you're authentic with.
Yeah, totally. And I think at the end of the day, people just want to connect with people, and people want to feel something, and they want to feel that they know you. And it's energetically, it can be depleting to put yourself out there so much, but I feel like I've got pretty good boundaries with myself of like when I need to like get off the gram and when I'm good to go. But I think you're right. I think it's about just making sure that you are giving, like when I think about what I like to watch on Instagram, I just like, I'll watch the most mundane shit of somebody just like opening a can of seltzer and drinking it. And I'm like, God, that looks interesting. Like, you know, and I'll just like watch, I'll notice, I'll like watch for like 4 minutes of people just doing stuff. But it's because it's like, you want to see what other people do. I do. I want to snoop. I want to snoop into other people's lives. I want to see what they're wearing. I want to see where they're going. I want to see what they ate. I want them to look like themselves doing it. I want them to be like, not like they, you know, prepped and primed before and then they posed and took a picture while they took a sip. Like, I want to, like, was that good? Should I get it too?
Are you a fan of reality TV?
Oh my God. Huge.
That's what it is. Like, I'm huge. Okay. What's your
all
top,
of them.
Like top three?
All of them. Top All three. Of them. There is not you one I could three. Pick. Nope. Okay. I'll tell you my top
network.
Bravo. Obviously. I don't think if anyone knows me, I don't think that would have been a stretch of a guess. I am a Real Housewives fanatic, and forever will be, and wear that with pride. I love RuPaul's Drag Race. That's my second favorite.
Yes.
Could watch that. That's like my happy place is watching the All-Stars. And I bought every season. And anytime I was traveling for work and I was in a foreign country or if I was feeling lonely, I put on Drag Race. That's like my shtick. But I am a reality TV junkie. And that never crossed my mind until you just said that.
Yeah, well, because it's because I had like a discussion about this, like specifically about reality TV, and we're talking about like why reality TV is so interesting. And it's that you want to see what other people are doing. It's like the entertainment version of like being the nosy neighbor and like, what are they fighting about?
Putting
my ear up to like the wall. I love 90 Day Fiance.
And, oh my God. Love 90 Day.
Oh God. 90 Day Fiance is just gold.
Oh. It is. So good. Wait, have you watched Married at First Sight?
Yes, I did.
I'm another fan of that show.
Yeah, I did. And they had one that was in Atlanta and like it was just really funny because like I was like, I know that place. And one of the guys showed up on my Mumble as well.
Stop.
The guy that was like, I can't remember his name, the one where him and his wife like hated each other because they like boned once and then she was like, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Oh, that always, but there's always one couple on that show that's like, they're hot and heavy in the very beginning. And then it's like, wait a minute, this isn't a one night stand. We live together.
Shoot. She didn't even like, do you remember, do you know which one I'm talking about?
I'm trying to think of, if I saw them, I would remember. Cause I've watched every
season. It was
the
guy that was obsessed with the 80s.
Oh God. Yes. Who had that wild house.
Yes. So like, that was so funny because like the whole thing was, he was like, well, we had sex and now you feel like you're not attracted to me. I was like, dude, clearly you were horrible in bed. Like literally as soon as they boned, she was like,
I don't know what I did. I don't know why I'm here. I have to go. Oh, they were terrible together. Weren't they? Bless them.
So he showed up on my Bumble.
Oh my God. Run.
I wish I took a screenshot. His profile said like, yeah, I'm that guy from Married at First Sight. I was like, why would you tell people about that? That is like your worst moment.
I'm cringing. One time when I used to live in Philly, it was the first season ever was it in New York? I think it was in New York, but there was several, one of the guys was from Philly and I was at a club or a bar or something like that. And he was the bouncer there. And it was after the very first season. So no one knew the show yet really, except for me, because I was obsessed. And I went up to him and I was like, I'm a big fan, like a big fan, Ashley. Like, he just is a guy that happened to be on a reality TV show. I acted like he'd won a grant, like an Oscar or something. Like, I like was so starstruck.
Right. I think that happened to me too. But we could like probably do a whole fucking episode about like reality TV.
Oh,
I used to be obsessed with like Jersey Shore, especially.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Cause they just reminded me of all my friends. Unfortunately, like that was the culture that I grew up in. So it was like, everybody always told me that I should be on a reality TV show. And thank God I never did, because like my 20s.
There's still time for me. There's still time. I'm hoping.
Well, I can see like Restroom Rituals as a reality TV show or something like that. I was like, but like if I went on Jersey Shore, if I went on like Real World or something, in my 20s, it would have been like embarrassment. No, because like in my 20s, I was like, really heavy partier and stuff like that. And like, I have a million stories. I could write a fucking.
You would have been perfect. You would have made the best TV. I'm sure of it.
But it was before like influencers, that it was like when you went on, you made an ass of yourself and then you couldn't get a job ever again. Now you could go on any reality TV show and then all of a sudden you're pushing diet teas and like gummies for your hair. Literally, like you go on a reality TV show and then you're like fucking set.
Yeah, you're next thing you know, like a Pretty Little Things contract or like a Fashion Nova contract. You're good to go. Yeah. I mean, the world's your oyster.
Before we get off of this topic, which is your favorite Housewives season?
Franchise? Oh, God. This is an impossible question. Okay. So first I'm going to say, if you aren't watching Potomac, you're sleeping on it. Like, it is the best. Potomac. I still don't know how to actually pronounce it. They are so funny. I rewatched that. I've rewatched their franchise twice during the pandemic, from season one to like, I think they're on season six or something, or seven. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. I do love a New York. I love the Real Housewives of New York. I think they are all batshit and I love them for it.
I used to live right by all of them. Like, you would see them on the street and stuff.
I wouldn't be allowed. I would just be like, oh my God. If I saw Sonia in real life, I'd lose my mind.
Like, Ramona lived right by my work. And then Aviva, the one with the
oh, yeah, leg, with the leg. Oh, of course.
She lived right by me as well. They all, like, lived right by me.
Were you rich and also supposed to be on the show?
Surprisingly, in New York City, the Upper East Side is one of the most affordable neighborhoods.
Really?
Like, if you go by, like, the water, you know, like, where they live right by Central Park.
Oh,
and then
I'm not a New York girl. I don't know this. I'm like,
wait. Yeah. So if you're like on the Upper East Side by the park, that's really expensive. And those like high rises. And when you go towards the river, it's like, you know, cause it's further away from the subway. It's further away from everything.
Oh my God.
You get the most bang for your buck. So I was able to afford like only one roommate and like a bigger space than like my friends living in like Flatiron or Lower East Side.
Yeah. I had no idea. The more you know.
Not many people do, but anyways, Let's bring it back to restroom rituals. So my question, another question I had for you, because right, like from the very, because I've been watching you. I keep tabs on people. Like, I've seen people, like, you know, their growth and like their strategies, and like, I try not to compare like certain things, but like, I look at other people's feeds to like see what they're doing, like, you know, see if there's things that I can integrate into my feed, or, you know, things like that. One thing that I really noticed was your very strong like branding with your page, with the restroom rituals. You had like a scheduled posting thing. You have the Mondays with Mike, the Woman Wednesday,
Self-Hype Sunday.
Sunday. So like, was that, and I feel like that was from the beginning, like how did that, is that something that like came to you naturally in how you wanted to structure it, or how did that come about?
It came naturally, and then it turned into, sometimes I think I'm like, I wish I didn't do that, and sometimes I'm like, it's the best thing I ever did for myself, because sometimes it feels like you're in the abyss content creating. You're like, I feel sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna have a good idea again. You know, and like, how many more foundations can I talk about? Like, how many more like face masks than I talk about, like, or eye creams or hair masks or whatever. And giving myself that structure is kind of feels like you're not just orbiting in the content world. Like, you actually have something to tether you back. And if you don't have an idea, you always have those things to fall back on, and they're fun, you know, cause sometimes I think we make it maybe too complicated than it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes watch people's like reels and I'm like, man, that was just a really simple, this is no disrespect, like that was just a really simple reel of them applying that one thing. Like, that was all it was. And I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't need to be like a, you know, a dupe for something, or like the most, it just can just be trying stuff on. People want, I want to see that. I want to see if like how that looks on their complexion, or how shiny it is, or what, you know, how glittery it is. Mm-hmm. So I think having that, for me, having Mondays with Mike, which I need to get back better on doing, we just have been so busy. And that man, he's got his, to get him coaxed into the bathroom is, for those of you who don't know, on Mondays, I try to post a video of my now husband doing something related to
with
beauty.
You.
He's put makeup on before, he has Oh, I've shaved his face, like the mini shaver, not like his beard, but like his
think
forehead.
you had him use the Guy Beauty thing
Oh my
once.
God, I had him use the guy. I forgot that was the best. I had him use the Guy Beauty eyeliner tool because I wanted it to be a fair shot. Because I didn't want people to think, oh, well, she knows how to put eyeliner on. It's probably easy for her. Mike doesn't know how to put eyeliner on, so he did it, and he agreed that it was actually easier. But he's a great sport, and it's also fun for me to just try how things look on him. You know, just from like different complexions, different like skin types. He's like more oily prone than I am. He's, you know, just to see. It's like having another, you know, subject in your house to play on.
When you first came up with the idea, was he like whatever you need, babe, or was he like, did you have to like convince him?
You know, Mike says he'll act deadpan and he's going to listen to this and say and roll his eyes so far back into his head they might get stuck. But the man loves the camera. Don't get it twisted. He loves the camera and he acts like he doesn't, but you know, I think it definitely helped by how well he was responded, like, or received by people. And that people now message me things like, oh, you should have Mike try this on, or Mike is the best, or Mike, you know, and they're right. Half of my ideas have come from people who follow me who've said, like, you should do this on Mike. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. So I think having that positive feedback loop from people, from strangers to him, has also helped.
He
I love a compliment.
seems like a gem. Like, can I ask, how did you guys meet?
Oh yeah, we are the modern love couple. We met on Bumble. No, that's a lie. We met on Tinder first. We talked. We never met. We just like exchanged phone numbers. He said something, I don't remember what it was to this day, that I was like, ew, this guy's, I don't know about that guy. And I just ghosted him. And then a year later, we matched again on Bumble, and I was laying in bed. And for those of you who are watching this can see, but for those of you who are listening, I was laying on the bed on my side, and I was like, oh, that's that guy. I've already talked to him. That's weird if I match with him again. And then my finger accidentally swiped like the yes way. And I was like, oh God, this is gonna be so awkward. And then it said, oh, you're a match. So clearly I was like, okay, well, clearly he doesn't think it's weird. And then he messaged me. He was like, can I get your number? And I was like, yeah. And then he texted me. He was like, I already had your number. Do you not remember any of this? We've
Oh
already talked. I was like, oh yeah, you're right. So then, and then we went on a date, and I think it was like our third date. I was like, I think I'm gonna marry him. Like,
God.
I think that's my guy.
I love
So,
that. That's so sweet. I always
but
love hearing about how people met.
me too. Modern romance, though, those apps work.
It's like, you know what though? It's like people, it's like the same as like your chances meeting someone like on the subway.
Totally.
Because people like in apps, it's the same amount of like fuck boys to like relationship people like ratio as it is real life. Like I don't think that there's any more fuck boys on Bumble than there are
In real life, at
in
a
the
club
yeah
or at
in
a
the dating
bar.
pool in general. And I feel like everybody who's on an app is usually still dating when they're out and about. So it's like there has to be a better way though. Like I'm like every time I go on the dating apps, every time I start dating again, I'm like, wow, I didn't know, like, people get more lazy. I'm like, because, like, I would like some effort. Like, I'm giving you my time. Like,
Anything would be great. Yeah.
anyway, I could go off on that tangent for a very
I
long
could too.
time.
I online dated for years before I met Mike. So I, trust me, I was on Match before. I was on there before it was like Bumble even came out or Tinder came out.
Oh, same. Yeah, I've been
So,
on like OkCupid, like when that
yep.
was a thing. Yeah, back in the
Plenty of
day.
Fish. Yeah. Oh my God. I could.
Oh my God, Plenty of Fish. Thank God that I think it still exists, but like Plenty of Fish was like a sketchy, sketchy time.
Plenty of not fun times is what it
Nope.
was.
Nope.
Agreed.
So I want to go back to one thing that I feel like it was the very first thing I noticed about you, and I was like, I gotta like get to know who this person is more. The fact that you wear a robe in every single like
Oh
video,
yeah.
I remember watching it. I was like, oh my God, this girl's so smart. She doesn't have to get dressed ever, ever.
I feel like a robe is A, I'm like, you're in your bathroom, you wear a robe. But B, it's there's so little to judge, you know, because I feel and judge about myself too, because when you wear clothes, you're everything on your body, your face, your hair is subject to judgment or to assumption. Do you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's like, I didn't have to think about what I wore each time I was in there, you know, or like I put a robe on and I'm just, it's like a blank slate, you know, it's not, it's never about what I'm wearing. It can just be a robe and I'm comfortable as hell.
And one thing, another thing that you mentioned before was that we sing on the channel. Have you always been a singer? Like, have you always?
Wait, Rachel, don't say it. Like, have you always been a singer?
No, like, have you, you know, some people like always sing in the shower. You know what I mean? Like some, yes. Like I've had roommates that like just sing everywhere. And I was like a singer in chorus and stuff like that. But like, I never really like sing around the house. I get like self-conscious. So like,
I sing around the house. I sing in the car. I sing a lot. I was like in choir too when I was like younger, but I never sang. I still don't sing. For anyone watching this, I am not a singer by any stretch of the imagination. But I enjoy a tune and I sure enjoy a show tune. That's for sure. I think in my past life, I was a singer. that's what I tell myself at least. I was like a major Broadway star in my past life.
Definitely some sort of entertainer. Like, I mean,
sure.
I feel like things just like run with you in like past lives.
I do.
Did you, I think when so Ashley and I did a live together maybe a month or two ago, and I'll like repost the live in case you want to watch it. I think you were telling me, did you used to do theater?
I did. Okay. I did. This is all when I was young though. So when I was like in middle school and elementary school, I was in the Seattle Children's Theater. I think it's Seattle Children's Theater. If you're from Seattle, you know what I'm talking about. When I was little, and it was a big production every summer, and it was like put on at this like theater house in Seattle. And it was like, I thought I just might as well have been signed to a, you know, agency at this point.
Right.
And then I did sports theater as a kid, which is basically improv.
Yes.
And didn't you do improv?
I did improv for years in New York City.
So that's also probably why we get along. But improv is, I swear on my life, I wish it was mandatory for kids to take in elementary school, because you just get so much more comfortable with yourself and your body and your functions, just because there's no script and you can be silly. And I don't know. I just think if everyone could do it, it'd be great.
Yeah. And especially if you're like when you're younger, because what happens is like, as we get older, you know, society norms mean like puts us into this box and makes us like feel like we can't like be silly or like embrace our inner child. And that's literally what improv is just like playing, and you could be like whoever you want to be. And
the weirder, the better, the more outlandish, the better, the more like, you know, uncomfortable, the better.
That's why I have fun with like what I'm doing right now with my reels, because I like, you know, I'm starting to like do like character, you know, like kind of bring
reels are fire. Fire.
It's
you
fun.
Finally, like you hit your niche. Like it's like, you know, when you watch someone like really blossom, that's what it was like when you started doing those reels. I was like, oh, where has she been? Where have we all been? Why is this like, why did any of us think about this? Like, this is her thing.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Because I felt like, cause I didn't have lipstick buddies. I didn't have the podcast, and I felt like I was a makeup artist, and I also wanted to be a content creator, and I had to do things a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I couldn't be silly, because it was like, I wanted it to be like, cause I'm a perfectionist. I wanted to be look a certain way and feel a certain way. And then when I started lipstick biddies, I was able to show my like personality. And now like a year later, now I'm finding a way to merge the two, where I'm bringing brand, like, you know, kind of brand reviews and like little things now, education to the lipstick biddies Instagram feed, like as of like a couple weeks ago is like kind of how I started integrating it together. But like, if you're new to lipstick biddies, go back and look at my Rachel Rose makeup account. Like, you'll see how like static it is. And even when I was doing like like, you know, reviews and shit like that, I felt like I was just not, it wasn't authentic. And now I can just, you know, I recorded something like recently where I'm like, it was the one about makeup artists and stairs. And as I like recorded it, I literally tripped
when I saw on your ankle.
And I was about to re-record it. I was like, nah, that's fucking hilarious. And And that's like what everybody's like, it's the ankle roll for me. But those moments, those authentic moments, the moments like you in the bathroom when you're like doing your makeup and then cut to a slide of you, the way that you edit it together too is like chef's kiss to you, let me tell you, because it's like makeup, 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 and then you're singing and then makeup, makeup, makeup.
Because that's what it's like when you're, I mean, granted, the videos that I edit are like an hour that I chop down to like 7 minutes, but it's majority of it, if you were in there, is that me singing and dancing and making faces at myself in the mirror. And then there's a little bit of blush in there somewhere.
So you were saying that like you learned how to do makeup from like books and things like that. Do you feel like you've learned like a lot more now, like with like social media out there? Do you feel like you've learned a lot from like other people? And
well, I've learned a lot from you. You and Krishna are my top for knowing, like, you guys know the ins and outs of makeup brands, industries, and you also know like the deep cuts, like, you know, the B sides, I feel like, of things that are, I don't know, like, you know, your way around like a Nemo's or whatever that place is, that shop is, you know, like you really, thank you.
Nemo's. The fact that I even knew what that was, I was like,
you know what I'm talking about.
That must have been really fun for you to go, because you went with Krishna. So if you don't know who Krishna is, she's a makeup artist as well. And we also have a podcast episode with her, so you could check her out.
So you went
to Namie's with Krishna, who's a makeup
artist. It wasn't Namie's, it was
Nigel's.
Nigel's, thank you. And I just adore Krishna. But I've learned a lot from Ellie Luna. She is amazing. And she taught me, I think, how to contour properly. I still am not good at it. I've learned a lot from SJ, who I know is a big fan of the pod.
We love SJ.
She taught me about eyelid real estate and making sure you're capitalizing on all your lid. Mm-hmm. Who else? Danessa Myricks, hello.
Yeah.
Like how we all, I had no idea who Danessa Myricks was until 2020. And I have been in love ever since.
Yeah.
Her makeup style is what I didn't know I was until I met her and fell in love. But like, just like the one shadow color on the eye and like the bold look is just my favorite. Mm-hmm. So I've learned a lot from drag queens, from drag queens, drag makeup, I should say. And the world of the Instagrams is a thing, and it is alive and well with tons of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I hope that I can be the relatable version of it for everybody.
Well, look, like, also we can all learn something from each other. And I feel like for so long, there was so much like hate from the pro makeup world when it came to influencers or even makeup enthusiasts, like doing their thing, because I feel like a lot of it honestly comes out of jealousy because they're seeing those people get brand deals or those people get visibility and they're not.
I haven't thought about
that. I really do, because it's like, I know, because I've heard people talk, because people have like talked about it in that way to me. I'm a pro makeup artist, and like, you know, I know, and I'm like, well, then go on and like do it, because like,
that's what they're doing.
You're not actually going on and saying, you know, saying your education, you know, saying your tips, like no one's going to know, but it's like, we can all learn something from each other. I've learned about different products from you. I've learned about little different techniques from you that you've learned and made your own, seeing the way that you, and then just also I've learned so much from you, just like watching your growth on social media. Seriously though, it's like, we all can learn something from each other. And I think that like to sit there and like be like, you know, discount people that aren't professional makeup artists that are doing makeup in the professional space is like just discrediting like a whole like specialty. I feel like it's a specialty. Like, I feel like it's just specialty. And like, also not for nothing, it's like, it's the way of the future. And like, if makeup artists don't kind of get on board in some sort of way, guys, like biddies, like if you're a professional makeup artist, and you're like not getting the like enough work, like you really should look into doing some stuff for social media, like obviously again something that feels authentic to you, because that's where everything is going online.
Well, and everyone, as someone who's not a professional makeup artist, all we all think about professional makeup artists is tell me the secret. Like, we are convinced that there is a secret to everything that you do, of like why you apply it that way, why you apply it this way. Mm-hmm. And I think little things you might do naturally to someone who isn't trained professionally is groundbreaking for us.
Yes.
Like, when I watch Katie Jane Hughes, sometimes I'm like, I didn't even, like, just the amount of pressure she uses when she uses her brushes, that's mm-hmm. taught me so much about just being gentle. I go in yeah. ham and just get in there on my skin half the time. So I think it's, don't discount, like, I would be curious if you stopped every step of the way during your makeup process and talked about it, how much that would affect people who, because we all want to learn. We're all like, they must know, like, there must be a secret handbook they all get, and we just all don't have it.
Well, I have like a note in my, like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm starting to do now. And I'm also making it like about pro makeup artist relations. Like, I did one that was like pro makeup artists, things your client should know before getting their makeup done. But like also, you know, just for example, something like the underpainting technique, like that really, no one really knew. Something simple, like if you just take a lip gloss and pop it right in the middle of your lips and don't put it over the full lip, it's going to automatically make your lips look bigger. Is yep. like mind blowing.
Just so. The setting sprays. I will never get over that. Just like all of the things you guys know and all of your trial and errors with good products, bad products. Like when you said in the beginning, like you have alcohol-based makeup on. I'm like, that's a thing, I guess.
Yeah. So it's something that you use a lot, like in film for tattoo cover, because you can't have it sweating off. Mm. It's waterproof and transfer resistant. So like, it won't rub off or whatever. It's not something that you should be using on your face because it's literally alcohol based. And the only
she
way
she says it while she has it on her face,
just a little bit, not like around the eye area. But it's all, this is like all over my chest. It's just really harsh on your skin.
Yeah.
So you don't want to use it on your face. It's not, but like do your Halloween makeup and you're like trying to do something on your body, get something that's alcohol based and use that for your body, because that's what's going to be touching things as you like move around. And like, especially if you're out and you're wasted and you're sweaty and you're hugging people, it won't rub off on someone else. If you're like fucking Poison Ivy and like green, you know, you're not gonna like leave like a green trail, like a fucking slug. Like we are. So
for the normal person who's not a makeup artist, where do you buy said makeup?
Makeup supply stores. You would probably have to get it online, but depending on where you are, like in New York, Atlanta, you could go to Norcosco Atlanta Costume. They have it. Alcone in New York City, California, Namie's, Nidal's, Camermedi Cosmetics. But like I said, like don't use it on your face unless you don't care. It's just harsh on your face. So, but anyways, so I'm looking at the time. I feel like we could sit and talk forever, and actually
probably
surprise for you guys, we're actually going to split this into a two-part episode. So we're definitely going to have a part two coming up next week. So, but before we get off, I want to, of course, give Ashley a would you rather question, which is my favorite game. And then we'll next week you guys will have to tune in, because we're gonna have a second part to this conversation. But Ashley, like, first of all, thank you for being here. Like I said, like, we could like sit and talk like forever. I feel like we could like pick a top, like, I even had notes. I was like, I wanted to know like different like product stuff, but like also I don't like getting too much into products, but like I was like, oh, and then, but I was like, we could like literally do, it's kind of like SDA too, I could do like episodes with you like all the time. So you'll have to come back for even part three, like in season two, you'll definitely be coming back. So for your would you rather question, it's very specific to you and what you do. Okay. So Ashley, would you rather only wear robes made out of paper towels?
Oh God.
Or every time you sing, you start sweating uncontrollably. And it's like the stress sweat that like smells really rank too.
Oh, well, okay, wait, can I ask some caveats? Do I get, do I have to wear the robes out? Is this like my only attire?
No, it's just your, like, you will never be able to wear like a normal robe again. Any robe that you have is made of
paper towels. Well, let me just tell you something. I sweat profusely all the time. So I will take the latter because it doesn't bother me, because I'm currently pitting out right now. Like, I'm never not sweating. So I'm very used to, it's a very familiar feeling for me. I could get over the stink of it. Probably I might end up enjoying my own pheromones at some point. So like, bring it on. I'll sweat all day.
I just feel like the stress for me, like my stress sweat is so distinctly different than my normal sweat.
Oh yeah. It's like hyper sweat. It's like the deep from the bowels, like of your soul sweat. It like takes everything with it on its way out.
I don't know, but it's like really embarrassing whenever that's happening because I know how bad I smell. Anyways, love it. So Ashley, before we end this episode, and like I said, tune in next week for part two. Where Ashley's going to be asking, we're going to kind of like flip the script and Ashley's going to be kind of leading the conversation in next week's episode. So before we go though, Ashley, do you have anything you want to say to the listeners? Any parting words of advice about anything at all? And can you let everyone know where they can find you on social media?
Yeah. I'm going to sound a little bit like a live, laugh, love sign from Home Goods right now. But if I could give anybody any advice, and for whatever you're doing, just remember that you are enough. And it's something I'm constantly trying to give myself that grace. And not if you like, you're not enough if, you know, it's like that you are enough exactly how you are. Not if you lost a little bit of weight or you dressed cooler or you wore more makeup or if you dyed your hair, you're enough right now in your life. And life is hard, and it's important for us to remember to be the friend to ourselves that we are to other people, and to create space for yourself. I'm a firm believer that you have to create space to indulge and to romance yourself and to just to get like, for me, it's going to my bathroom and lip syncing, camera on, camera off, whatever that might be. But don't be afraid to indulge in who you are, and wherever that might be, however you do that, it's okay to do it because you're enough. So that's my final live, laugh, love sign that I very sincerely mean. And you can find me at Restroom Rituals on IG, also on TikTok, but that's another conversation. We're growing that slowly. I have saved my handle on YouTube, but you won't find anything there. And that's about it. You can email me at restroomrituals@gmail.com.
Don't sign her up for your like political flyers.
Yeah, please don't. But yeah.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you. And this has been a pleasure of mine.
Hell yeah. And yeah, we will be back for part two next week.
Woohoo!